After all these years, Bob Dylan is still out on the road, singing many of his most familiar songs in unexpected arrangements. He's got a new TV special on MTV's Unplugged series, and he's just released a third volume of so-called greatest hits. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
The very title, Greatest Hits Volume 3, must be Bob Dylan's idea of a gruff joke. This 14-song collection gathers material from Dylan's past 20 years, and while some of them are very good, like the tune I just played, The Groom Still Waiting at the Altar, not a one of them was anything you or I would call a big hit, or even one of his greatest. I mean, were you yearning for a CD that would contain both Hurricane, his loopy hymn to boxer convict Hurricane Carter, and Gotta Serve Somebody, his fervent hymn to the most obsequious brand of Christianity? No, Greatest Hits Volume 3 is a typically willful, idiosyncratic gathering of Dylan's dross. But halfway through, he tucks in something else, a previously unreleased song called Dignity.
Fat man looking in a blade of steel. Thin man looking at his last meal. Hollow man looking in a cotton field. Dignity. Wise man looking in a blade of grass. Young man looking in the shadows that pass. Poor man looking through painted glass. For dignity. Somebody got murdered on New Year's Eve. Somebody said dignity was the first to leave. I went into the city, went into the town, went into the land of the midnight sun.
With its rockin' laundry list of mismatched images organized around a haphazard search for dignity, this song may remind you of Subterranean Homesick Blues or any number of other good Dylan songs. But it has a fresh kick and humor that's been missing from a lot of his recent work. Dylan loves to take abstract principles, love, faith, dread, or in this case, dignity, and gnaw at them like bones, scraping away layers of cliché to get at some sort of essential marrow.
Drinking man listening to the voice he hears. In a crowded room full of covered up mirrors. Looking into the lost, forgotten years. For dignity. Met Prince Philip at the home of the blues. Said he gave me information. If his name wasn't used, he wanted money up front. Said he was abused by dignity.
You can catch Dylan doing a terrific version of this song on MTV's Unplugged this month. Fronting a tight five-piece band with his usual stoic deadpan, Dylan rolls out The Times They Are a-Changin' and All Along the Watchtower as if he can't believe the cheering audience actually wants to hear them. But when he does Dignity, he bears down hard and enunciates clearly. He wants you to hear his allusion to Rambeau when he talks about standing in a drunken boat, and to follow him when he describes a sick man combing his hair and realizing his future looks thin. Dignity won't be a hit either, but who cares? Dylan should have called this album One Good Song and Some Stuff You Might Like.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Bob Dylan's Greatest Hits Volume 3. Dylan performs on MTV's Unplugged December 14th and 18th.